Personnel. JBS announces change at the top. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. The 12th of August 2026. Sao Paulo. JBS's leadership change will return a member of the founding Batista family to the group's top operating role. Brazilian meatpacker JBS is set to have a new chief executive from early 2027. Wesley Batista Filho, currently chief executive of JBS USA, is due to succeed Gilberto Tomazoni in January. Tomazoni, who has led the company since 2018, will become vice chairman of the board and a senior advisor. Batista Filho joined JBS in 2011. He has held senior positions across several of the group's businesses, including beef and poultry operations in Brazil and activities in Uruguay, Paraguay, and Canada. He has headed JBS USA since 2023. His appointment marks the return of a member of the Batista founding family to JBS's top operating role for the first time in 8 years. Batista Filho is the son of Wesley Batista, who, together with his brother Josely Batista, controls J&F, the family holding company that controls JBS. Batista Filho told Reuters that the transition would be characterized by continuity. He said a new chief executive often needed time to understand the business and establish a strategic direction, but that this would not be necessary in his case because he expected the transition to be straightforward. Focus on international markets and higher value products. Under his future leadership, JBS plans to expand its business in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Oceania. Batista Filho pointed to an agreement announced in Indonesia the previous week. The group also plans to expand its higher value product offering and grow its egg and fish businesses. The last member of the Batista family to serve as JBS chief executive was José Batista Sobrinho, the company's founder and father of Wesley and Josely Batista. Following a corruption scandal involving the two brothers, the family stepped back from operational leadership roles. Wesley and Josely Batista returned to JBS's board in 2024. Quarterly loss despite record revenue. The leadership announcement came several hours before JBS released its quarterly results. The company reported a net loss of $102 million for the April to June period, compared with a profit of $528 million in the same period a year earlier. The result was affected by non-recurring charges, including an antitrust settlement and debt tender offers. Analysts polled by London Stock Exchange Group, LSEG, had expected a profit of $379 million. Adjusted earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, came to $1.43 billion. This was broadly in line with the $1.44 billion expected by analysts, but represented an 18.5% decline from a year earlier. The adjusted EBITDA margin fell from 8.4% to 6.0%. At the same time, revenue reached a record $23.9 billion, exceeding the $22.9 billion expected in the analyst poll. The group's performance was particularly affected by its U.S. beef business. Limited cattle supplies in the United States have put pressure on margins. In June, JBS announced the closure of two production facilities in Pennsylvania and Tennessee.